Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وقال الذين كفروا لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة واحدة كذلك لنثبت به فؤادك ورتلناه ترتيلا
And those who disbelieve say, Why was the Quran not revealed to him all at once? Thus it is that we may strengthen thereby your heart, and we have spaced it distinctly.
As you may have been previously with us, dear listeners, we were discussing the 32nd verse of chapter Furqan. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنَ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا And those who disbelieve say, Why has not the Qur'an been sent down upon him all at once? Thus it is revealed that we may strengthen your heart by it, and we have rehearsed it to you in slow, well-arranged stages, gradually. In the previous episode, we said that these pretext seekers are used to finding new pretexts every moment, and the thing which is addressed in this verse is that they question why the Holy Quran is not revealed all at once. Why has it been sent down to him on special occasions during 23 years? To which the Holy Quran says, كذلك. This means that we sent down the Quran gradually to make the heart of the Prophet stronger, to make the keeping of the Qur'an easier. Moreover, the Holy Prophet was illiterate. He did not know writing and reading. So to make him understand the revelation better, the Holy Qur'an was sent down gradually. In fact, the gradual revelation of the Holy Qur'an is the factor of continual and permanent relation of the Prophet ﷺ with the source of revelation. This gradual revelation makes him stable in this way. It shows that prophethood is not a temporal matter. Of course, a religion that is comprehensive and enlivened, it has a strong relation with events and occasions. And events and occasions can occur gradually, not instantly. During these 23 years, we had so many verses revealed down by the Almighty Allah because of different events. And one of the reasons they used to bring these pretexts is that it was really difficult for them to avoid prohibitions instantly. To obey all orders and to avoid these prohibitions instantly was really difficult for those common people. And this was one of the reasons that caused them distress and constriction. But they were blind to understand that each and every surah and verse of the Holy Quran is by itself a miracle. It's a gradual revelation that can be seen as a continual miracle. Each miracle soothed the heart of the Prophet ﷺ against the enemy's oppressions. And it is interesting that some of these verses are the answers of the people's questions. So a question must first be raised, and then its answer must be given. Some verses and judgments were descended for a certain period, so a verse must be sent down to annul them first.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, as you can see, there is much difference between revelation of each verse according to special position and instant revelation of all verses, regardless of situations. Anyway, at the end of the verse, it is said, وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا. We rehearsed it to you in slow, well-arranged stages, gradually. There is one tradition regarding slowly and distinctly reading and recitation of the Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, تَرْتِيل is to recite the Quran distinctly, not like reading a poem. When you reach its wits, you stop and you purify your heart and spirit. Your aim of recitation must not be reaching the end of surah. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam says. He says the purpose of tartil is to stop when it needs full stop and articulation of letters. So when we say we are doing tartil, we say that we are reciting the Holy Quran beautifully and at the same time slowly. It is to stop and to resort to Allah, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says. When we are reciting the verses that are about fire and punishment, we must stop, we must resort to Allah. When the verses about the paradise are read, it is time to pray and ask Allah the heaven. So, it is understood from all these narrations and the words of commentators that tartil is to recite the Holy Quran slowly and in proper order. Reading must be done verse by verse, and these verses must not be mixed. So the one who is listening to us must understand that this is the first verse and this is the second. He must understand, and they must write it down for the next generations. So the future ages can use the light of its guidance and make dark places of their life lighted by the different verses of the Holy Quran. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.